Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890 925 KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Welcome to Elder Care Radio, your source for the latest and most important information for our senior community, helping everyone to take control of their own health care, be informed and proactive. The best outcome happens when we have the best input, when we communicate with our health care providers and are working towards the same goals. So it's exciting to be here today on this Wellness Wednesday. I guess this is going to be advice week. We've gotten some advice on from listeners. And
isn't that funny? As we were walking out of here, the phone rang. When we got to the office, we got another call and another call. One of the biggest comments was that we speak too fast. I've heard that before. Yeah. And that we don't give our contact information enough or clear enough. So, Richard, what's our telephone number?
So, our telephone number is the easiest number in Southern Utah to remember because other than the local area code that doesn't change, on the left-hand side of the keypad, it is just 477, middle, bottom, bottom. And then on the right, it's 6999, middle, bottom, bottom, bottom. So, if you need to write that down, 477-6999. But if you just can remember where the keys are on there, I don't think you'll have a problem.
Remember our name, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. You can look us up.
Yeah, you can look us up or you can call the radio, but then you'd have to have their number. So ours is going to be the easiest way to get a hold of us, 477 on the left, 6999 on the right. And one of the things I hope we can get across today is that, you know, when people call and give us advice, we appreciate it.
And we listen.
Oh, yeah, we listen and we want to make the show better because really this is your... This is your show. I mean, this is Southern Utah's Elder Care Radio program. We want you to be involved. We want your input. We want to have content that's meaningful for you. So we appreciate the phone calls all the time.
Our goals of being here truly are just to help the community. It's not always helping in a way that, you know, is part of our business, but it is helping the community. And that's our goal. We're trying to help you find the resources and direct you to... the resources or information that will help you navigate difficult times, especially within the healthcare community, which we know can be so difficult to try and figure out sometimes.
Right, and when we're trying to share this information, it is certainly not applicable to everybody all the time, but hopefully everything that we share here is helpful for somebody every time. And so that's what we really want to tune this to be the most useful for everybody.
And the feedback seems to be that we are a very diversified community. Sometimes we get calls that says, hey, go more on the direction of education. And then others say, go more specifically on topic-related issues and illnesses. So we try to bring a variety of information. We always seem to have comments and feedbacks. We welcome it. We appreciate your calls. We'll take those calls anytime at 435-477-6999. If there is a show or a topic that you would like to hear more about, please give our office a call. Let us know. We'll put something together specifically to help your needs.
Mm-hmm. So some other advice that we got here in the last couple of weeks was, and I guess we kind of forget that we've been on the air for more than 2 years. And for me, I kind of imagine that, you know, we've got this small family of people that are listening every week with us, and that's probably changed over time. So some of the information that we have relied upon in the past may not be out there. So we just want to point a couple of things out. Had calls from doctor's offices asking us to remind people that there are resources available for them just to get your doctor's appointment. Many people are paying for Medicare Advantage programs. You should know what that advantage is. If you don't know, you can't take advantage of it.
And those advantages, if you will, change all the time. Many of you realize that Medicare recently added dental and vision and hearing to their Medicare Advantage program, at least one of their programs, because they have a few of them. But they have for quite some time offered ride programs to help you get to your doctor's appointments or to pick up your prescriptions, and that is still widely underused. And it's interesting when we get phone calls sometimes and they'll say, are there any resources available for, you know, helping me or helping my husband get to his doctor's appointment. Specifically, that was one of them this week. And I, first question I had is, do you have a Medicare Advantage? Well, yes, I do. Well, guess what? Yes, they will take you to your appointment and they will pick you up. So if you're struggling and no longer able to get you or your loved one to your appointments, and you have a Medicare Advantage, that is a simple program you can take advantage of.
Now, I think you can only use that 20 times a year. Is that right?
That's a lot, though.
Yeah. It is, 20 times going to the doctor. You might not go to the doctor 20 times a year, but let's expand that a little bit. Did you know that they can actually take you to the store to get your prescriptions, too?
Because that's medical-related or appointment-related to your medical needs.
And so if you're going to the store to get your prescriptions, could you also pick up that head of lettuce and other things at the
while
store?
While you're there, sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it would be great to be chauffeured to the store and back.
Right.
Every couple of weeks. And at 20 visits, you're almost at every couple of weeks, you get this chauffeured trip at no cost to you because you're paying for your Medicare Advantage program.
Share a funny and true story. I had a couple call. It was the wife, actually, that called. And for quite some time, she had been trying to encourage her husband to drive less. He was having a few more issues with vision. He was having a few more issues with judgment or cognitive. And he didn't recognize it, but she recognized it. And it was a fear for her having him drive as much as he was. So she heard our radio program talking about Medicare's Advantage DriveShare program and called to find out more. So we told her about it, and she started using it, and she called us back and said, you know, for so long, it was so hard for him to give up his independence, but we heard you say it's like being chauffeured around and having a private limo service take you to your appointments and to pick up the groceries and, you know, to run most of your necessary appointments. She said he is loving it. He gets in the back of that car and sits down and starts barking out his orders of where he needs to go. And she said he has not asked to drive in quite some time. So it does work. Please call our office. We'd love to help you take advantage of those programs.
Right. And to go a little bit further, we spent a little more time over a year ago talking about this, but if you just look at the financial part of not having to have a vehicle, if you can manage getting around, you know, how much do you save not paying the car payment and the insurance and the gas and the maintenance? How much do you...
Gas, especially now.
Right now. So if you didn't pay for that and you were able to manage getting around most of the time, you could afford to pay for rides at other times and come out way ahead. You don't have to worry about the garage space and getting the car washed. And there's just a lot of reasons. But
and it really is taking advantage of, you know, having somebody pick you up and drive you through this town, which has so much more traffic than it used to have. And just you get to sit in the back and relax while they drive you to your appointments and take you home.
And if your doctor's appointment is somewhere around a restaurant that you want and you can get that appointment at maybe 11, then I guess, you know, you can have an appointment and lunch, and then, you know.
And then have them pick you up.
And then have you pick you up. So just some things to consider. But really, we encourage you to understand what your Medicare Advantage program allows you and take advantage of it since you're paying for it. You might as well do that. So another piece of advice that we got this week was that last week we were a little bit unclear on what we were trying to say. And I think it was because
well,
we tried to say so much.
The funny thing is before we even left the studio, Andy said, okay, now wrap it up. Bring it to the head. What exactly are you talking about? And we thought, really? We weren't clear? We thought we were. So we apologize for that. And then we did have a couple more phone calls that day saying, okay, just to be clear, what exactly did you mean by, you know, your program? In point blank, in order to overcome the expenses, very, very expensive private care necessity, we've implemented a plan to help you navigate that or help you overcome some of those difficulties. And we were able just this week to place a private caregiver in someone's home, and we will just help you find that direction if you need it. But we've also created a plan for you to help bring care into your home if you're not quite ready for home health or hospice.
Because there's a gap in care. For those people who just come out of a hospital, they may qualify for home health services.
For a
short period of time, a few weeks, a couple of weeks, where somebody will come into the home on a regular basis and check on you. But then you're left alone again. And some people aren't doing so well completely alone.
Especially if their loved ones don't live nearby or work and can't be there regularly.
Right. As we age, sometimes, you know, getting the whole day's work done becomes overwhelming, and we may not even feel like getting up out of bed. And if we don't do that at least once a week, you know...
once a day?
Yeah. We should get up and out of bed and do those things. You know, it's easy to forget that you're not really that hungry, so we're not going to fix anything right now. And then, and all of these things that just kind of compound. And so... what we're doing is we are trying to help people kind of fill that gap between home health or living alone without anything and those people who don't qualify for the great benefit that hospice and palliative care can be under the hospice provision. You know, if you qualify, then I think you'd love that program. But there are a lot of people who don't qualify yet. They have some things that affect their life and their living, but they aren't end-stage problems. So in that in-between area, we've come up with a program where we can send somebody to your home, you know, and we'll work out a schedule that works for you. But if it's weekly, to just remind you to make sure that you're doing drinking water, getting your pills laid out, making
right,
sure that
medication
you're,
management.
Yeah.
Make sure that we're checking on your meds before you need refills, so you don't find that you're out over a weekend or, you know, with some memory issues. Sometimes. Families have, you know, realized that mom has been without their medication for more than, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks. And it's only once they have thought about checking their medication when they get there that they realize that they haven't been taking certain meds. And that can be dangerous. That
yeah.
really can. So to have somebody regularly checking on mom or dad, somebody from a clinical background, like a registered nurse that can report to their doctors, and you as the family members to let you know how they're doing each week. That can be wildly beneficial and, you know, really reduce a lot of stress for the family members who may not even live in this town.
Right. Somebody who's qualified and knowledgeable about ways to determine whether somebody has got a urinary tract infection, which you know can be quite common and not necessarily noticeable the way that you might consider, or maybe they're a little dehydrated. But just being able to come in and encourage them to drink and remind them, because you know family wants to be involved, but the day just runs by and pretty soon it's been 3 weeks since we've seen mom, and nobody's been there to check on her. You can call and ask, but having this qualified person come into the home and just be friendly and helpful and encourage them to stay on these tasks and to make sure that everything's running well. It's just an added benefit and a protection. We had a call from a doctor who was concerned for their patient, really concerned because of the conversations they'd had. The explanation that he was getting from the patient wasn't positive, and he thought that maybe they needed to go into a facility for their own protection. And so we talked to him and found out that, well, yes, she did, get dehydrated and needed a little help from the hospital. But other than that, it would have been fine.
Right.
So solving that at a very reasonable cost.
He realized that it was a husband and wife that, while very capable of living independently and taking care of themselves, when the wife started to feel under the weather, things changed, and concerns for their ability to watch out for each other, manage medication management, provide healthy meals for each other, and just to, quite frankly, have the energy to do the day-to-day things that needed to be done, his concern without family members nearby grew. His question was, are they eligible for home health? And sadly, nope, not yet. And no, they're not yet eligible for the hospice and palliative program either,
right.
Which brought them right to that gap that we talked about, where they needed regular and frequent checkups, but didn't, necessarily need somebody living in their home, and they didn't need to move away.
And one of the options that people have and have used, and it's a great option if it's useful, is for an agency that just provides in-home care, not clinical or anything else, but, whether that's somebody to come in and do cleaning or, help with daily activities. The problem is the cost of those has skyrocketed because the cost of labor has gone up quite a bit. And so those companies need to have a contract that is pretty pretty high.
Right.
When you're talking about...
I even had one family say that they had called three companies, and because the companies were limited in their personnel, I think everybody knows that there is a healthcare provider shortage right now as far as nursing and CNAs and homemakers. So because of that, they were restricting for a minimum of 2 hours per trip, but a minimum of 10 hours a week. And they didn't need that much help. They just really wanted somebody to check on them maybe weekly to give kind of an overall checkup. You, as you were speaking, Richard, I was reminded of another incident, I will call it, that happened this week, where a family asked us, based on our conversation last week, to go out and check on their mom. And one of the things that our nurses discovered was she actually had a pressure wound that was very close to erupting. Now, some of you may not realize...
That would be a bed sore.
Yeah, yeah. But some of you may not realize that bed sores can actually be a little bit like an iceberg, where the exterior, you just see a very small wound, but what is happening on the inside can be very large. If that erupts, it's very hard to heal, because not only do they have to move off of that wound regularly, like at every 2 hours, but there's an exposure of quite a vast, or could be an expansive wound underneath that skin. So it's always better to heal it before it fully erupts. Now, the family goes out and visits their mom regularly, but they were actually concerned because she spent some time in the hospital a few weeks prior, and they knew that she was a little bit weaker and wasn't really able to get up and move around as much, and physical therapy had ended, and the nursing visits from home health had ended, and occupational therapy had ended, and mom was sitting at home, and the daughters were working a lot, and knew that while they were checking on her regularly on their way to and from work, it was just a quick hello, and they just wanted somebody to come out and do an overall view, and we were able to start dealing with that pressure wound or that bed sore before it became a
critical right, because we found
problem.
It. You know, I don't remember the last time that I checked my mom's bum for bed sores, and I don't know that other people do, but if we understand the dynamics of that, somebody who is stuck laying down or sitting for extended period of times without the ability to move and get circulation in those areas, that pressure point, that's a pressure wound, that pressure point starts to cause a lot of problems. And bed sores are terrible. They're hard to get rid of once they erupt. But many people won't ever recognize that. They won't ever see it, because that we'll ask if they're doing okay, and they'll say yes, and then we go on
and
about
if you're
our day.
Not clinical, you may not understand the questions that need to be asked. So in this scenario, the daughters were stopping by the house mm-hmm. and checking on her regularly and asking how she's doing and even getting her up to walk. But then they go off to work, and they're not asking the questions that a nurse asks, mm-hmm. like how, you know, where they're sitting and how they sleep at night, where they sleep at night, and how often they think they get up throughout the day to move around. When it was discovered that they spend most of the waking hours and sleeping hours in the same prone position, sitting up so that the breathing is a little bit easier and more comfortable after surgery, they realized that we may have an issue that needed to be checked further. Now, the mother didn't realize it. The daughters didn't even know to ask and probe further for those questions. But a nurse is going to recognize those cues and the answers to those critical questions that can bring up concerns that, you know, a family, while doing the very best they can and giving all the attention to mom that they possibly have time for, may not recognize that an issue is brewing deeper under the surface.
So if you have or are considering senior care options, you know, people to come into the home, and it works for you, that's good. But the cost of that, because of the requirements that these companies now have, just to be able to break even to provide that care, where they're going to require 10 hours a week or 8 hours a week, you know, that's $400 to $500 a week in costs, week after week after week. That starts to add up, you know, at $1,500, $2,000 a month, it becomes hard to pay for that for anybody.
Truly, you can be finding that it's costing you anywhere from $75 to $100 a day.
Right.
It can be very expensive. So there is a remedy for that gap where you're no longer appropriate for home health, you're not yet eligible for the hospice and palliative care program, but you need some help. You need somebody to come in and check on you at least weekly on a regular basis to ask those important questions, maybe to help you manage medications, talk medically appropriately with your doctors, and give information and feedback back to the family members who have great concerns for you but are either not in the same town or very busy with their lives, work, and family members as well.
So give us a call, that telephone number, same area code that you have on your phone most likely, and then simply 477 on the left and 6999 on the right. We want to take those calls. If you know somebody who is struggling with their activities of daily living, the ADLs, if they just aren't getting everything done, if they tend to be dehydrated, if they don't necessarily eat, you know, as often as they should, we can bring some help in to not take over their life. That's not our goal. It's to just support them and help them to feel better about their day. We get people, you get somebody to visit, you know, once in a while, just to talk for a few minutes, somebody who's friendly and kind and caring for you. They're not going to come in and try and decide everything for you, but they are going to help you make sure that you're staying on track with medications. You know, put the pills in the little dividers for the week if that's, you know, the appropriate thing.
And check to make sure that refills are, you know, when refills are due
are being
necessary.
Ordered, and making sure that the drugs are actually being taken if that's the case. So if it's family member, I mean, if you are a family member of somebody who needs that service, let us know. If you know somebody who you think needs that service, just let us know. We'll talk to them about it and come up with a plan that will be the most cost-effective option for them so that they can get the care. Because our goal is to enhance care in this community, and we think that's one way we can do it. We can do it economically because we already have registered nurses, qualified medical people that are out in the community. We can schedule these appointments reasonably, and we don't have to, you know, plan on 2 or 3 or 4 hours worth of work to make that work. So we're just in a unique position to add care and fill that gap of care that's out there. So we really hope that we can help those people. If you have any questions about what we've explained today, if we didn't do a good job again, and you want us to explain it in better detail, give us a call. If you understand what we're trying to say and you think there's some value in that, give us a call. If you think we should be talking about other things on this broadcast, give us a call. We want this to be an effective program for the community.
I think the phone calls I enjoy the most are those that call and say, I'd really like to hear you talk about, you know, ABC. And often it is a topic related to a specific illness. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is specific resources that are available. But just knowing that you're out there listening and you have an interest in learning more, that's wonderful. Then we are doing our job. Our goals are being fulfilled, that we just want to help you navigate this healthcare system a little bit more easily. We want you to help those to find those resources that are available to you, and just know that you can live a safe, high quality of life with just a phone call of getting some direction.
And encourage those people that you know to listen to this program on Wednesday mornings. The more people that have access to this information, the more effective it's going to be.
So by now, everybody's gotten a pen, and I'll say our telephone number slowly. 435-477-6999. Have a wonderful week, everyone.